It's been 1 year since a tornado hit East Greensboro. A lot has been done to repair the area, but officials say there's still more to do. Naomi Prelo has more.
It was a gloomy Sunday. It wasn't quite dark yet, but it was still light enough to tell that something was coming. Then, without much warning for the residents in East Greensboro, a tornado touched down. It tore the roofs off of homes, it downed trees and power lines, and one person was killed when a tree fell on his car. Since that day, community organizations and the city have worked to repair the homes and neighborhoods destroyed by the tornado. East Greensboro was already a low-income area of the city, and the damage from the tornado didn't help. But Josie Williams says some good has come out of demolishing and repairing buildings in East Greensboro. She's the project manager for the Greensboro Housing Coalition.
We've had some reputable investors and developers come in, purchase land with the intent of building up affordable housing. I know that's still a work in progress and that's still a whole lot more to be done, but at least I think that we're on a good trajectory.
According to the city, 174 households needed relocation assistance after the storm. The Storm Recovery Alliance was created to coordinate the community's response. It's a coalition of local agencies, including the city of Greensboro. Stan Wilson is the neighborhood development director for the city. He says he wants to build a better East Greensboro.
We want to help it stay home ownership and help that neighborhood stay strong. So we want to make sure when we focus our efforts that we're really helping to make the neighborhood stronger.
Organizations like Community Housing Solutions, East Greensboro Now, and Habitat for Humanity have helped residents repair their homes. Josie Williams with the Greensboro Housing Coalition hopes these repairs will maintain much-needed affordable housing in Greensboro. But she says more developers and investors need to be fearless.
We need people with a particular type vision. We need people to understand they may have to take more personal risks and invest more personally into a neighborhood like this to see the change.
So far, donors have given more than $800,000 to tornado recovery in Greensboro. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.